Quickie news.
Censorship bliss. Students at a university in the US were surprised to see the latest edition of their university newspaper with a large hole in the middle of one of the pages. A note stapled to every copy of the newspaper said the story had been pulled out because it was inappropriate. Initially, most students suspected that the story had been about sex or something like that. But later they discovered that the story was actually a summary of a report by the education department that had rated the school deficient. The college principal said, "If it's something that has a potential to hurt students' self-esteem, then I have an obligation not to let that happen." How considerate.
Cold justice. Two armed men, aged 27 and 22, were arrested after robbing a young man. The robbers held up the man during a heavy snowstorm. The suspects pushed the man into their car, robbed him, and then threw him back out on the street. Officers responded to the scene, where they found the robbers trying to dislodge their vehicle from the snow, which reached up to 30 centimeters in parts of the city. "As soon as they saw us, the men tried to run away on foot," said a police captain, "but they just couldn't run fast enough. It was actually quite comical." Police officers followed the men in a specially adapted snow patrol vehicle and arrested exhausted men soon afterwards.
Toilet ice. An elderly couple, Mr. and Mrs. Slumber, were enjoying a film when a large piece of ice smashed into their house. At first they didn't notice and thought that the noise had been a car crash. "We went outside to investigate but found nothing, so we finished watching the movie. But when we went up to the bedroom, we discovered a huge chunk of ice on the bed and a 1 meter wide hole in the ceiling." A federal aviation spokesperson admitted that the ice could have come from an airplane. Ice occurs when wastewater leaks from a plane's bathroom onto the outside of the plane and freezes at high altitudes, the spokesperson explained.